Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks so much for listening. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Get her done Tuesday. Bright, sunshiny day. Temperatures that may even hit the 70s. It's just gorgeous out the window here.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain hasn't taken down all the leaves because there hasn't been any rain. That's right. We don't see any in the forecast. So I don't know. Enjoy the foliage while you got it. After the first rain, that'll all be gone.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the best way to communicate with us while we're doing the show. And we collect these throughout. We read them when we can throughout the show, but we get to them mostly. The reading back of them happens here, including 415. Hanky gay code. Yep. Left or right pocket and color of bandana. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's Scott used to say that. And that was a way of identifying people who were into what you were into.
Right. So, picking up what you're putting down, buying what you're selling.
You know, not everybody likes this one thing, but they might like the other thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It'd be handy to know that if that was a thing you needed to know.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm a gay guy, I'm all in. I'm not doing...
Sure, you're going full-blown, two hankies in each pocket, all the colors.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
rainbow
I don't want
butt.
Anyone... You know, never mind. Yes, there is stuff I don't want to do. That includes bathroom things. I don't want any part of that.
Oh,
all
right.
But all the
we'll
other
put
stuff.
Big, put an X on right
Yeah,
on the
I'm
line.
In.
Glass tables.
Yeah, glass tables are out. No. No. No, that's for the toilet, not a glass table. Come on. LOL, I live in the Villages in San Jose.
Oh, funny.
That's very different, though.
Where are the Villages in Florida?
I had it, and I've since recycled the story, so I don't know. But they're well-known, so if you search, you'll find it.
Okay.
It's very...
A lot of stories, a lot of syphilis cases.
A lot of stuff coming out of there, including I looked up the scrunchy color code, mm-hmm. and I got everything from it's absolutely a swingers code, I didn't get the colors or what they mean, to that's a myth. Those are just so people can find their cars.
So that looks like a Orlando area.
Mm-hmm. It's west of Orlando.
Okay.
You see it?
I see it. It's right there. There she blows. Swinger Central.
They do that in schools, too, but with bracelets. I want to believe people still young enough to be in school aren't up to all kind of nonsense. But then again...
You got to find your match somehow, Vin.
I started asking girls as politely as I could at age 12. And yeah. It took 3 years before someone finally broke down and said, Jesus, all right.
Climb on.
God. I don't know that she said that.
Those are relentless.
Something like that, yes. Climb on. Clarky, who says that?
Climb on.
Only you.
I didn't say it.
Vin, to those complaining about Stylist being closed and Costco not, food is a biological imperative. Many of the things retailers sell are necessary to daily living, and as much as I love my hair color, I can live without it. And people congregating closely for hours is what we're trying to avoid. That's from 707. So, hairstylist that wrote in, when
There's
you write
your
back,
answer.
Aim your answer at 707. I'm just the messenger.
You're the go-between.
650 says, Stanford Mall is counting shoppers, and it felt fairly safe yesterday.
Okay.
And it's outdoors, so that would be a good one. Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about Woolworths, they had lunch counters where you could grab a piece of pie and a cup of coffee while shopping. Oh, that's nice.
I don't like to walk around with food. I like to be seated with food.
Yeah, but you do like to eat food. You like restaurant food big time. Furniture store food big time.
Mm. Yeah, but I finish my shopping and then I go up and I have some meatballs.
Right.
But I sit. You know, I don't want to walk around.
Bonnie, what did the guy in Taiwan do to break quarantine?
Yeah, what did he do?
Here's what he did. So the Taiwanese authorities slapped this guy with a $3,500 fine. He broke quarantine regulations for what they say is 8 seconds. He's a migrant worker from the Philippines. He was quarantining in a hotel. Apparently, that's the way they're dealing with people who've been exposed. They put you in a hotel and you got to stay in your room.
Oh,
period.
In the room.
And so he just stepped outside of his room, and that's what got him in trouble. The man was caught on closed caption TV by hotel staff. They contacted the Department of Health, and they fined him $3,500.
Here he is. He turns around. He sees someone. He turns around. He runs back to his room.
That cost him that much money.
Wow.
They say there's 56 quarantine hotels around the country. And Taiwan has done a really good job with the pandemic, apparently. They say it hasn't had to enact strict lockdowns, nor did it resort to drastic restrictions on civil freedoms.
That's pretty drastic, what I'm seeing there.
But that's not everybody. That's someone who I think had been exposed. They say in mainland China, they were much more strict. But apparently in Taiwan, their response was focused on speed. When they first heard about it, back in December of 2019, they were already screening passengers on direct flights from Wuhan.
Wow.
Because they knew that this was real. So they had some kind of insight because the rest of us were like, we just have to count on China to squash
this,
right?
They got a heads up because we'd barely heard of it. I don't even think we'd heard of it in December of last year. Or maybe we just the beginning tickles.
Actually, the way the sentence goes is where the virus was first identified on December 31st, 2019, back when the virus was mostly a subject of rumors and limited reporting, they were already on it.
So the Chinese government had said, hey, you guys, let's stop. You guys stop taking people.
Sounds like
Wuhan.
It. Something.
That is.
Or boy, someone knew someone.
That's angering.
Yep. Where I live in Modesto, there are still tons of kids playing at parks with no masks on all the time. People don't follow the guidelines here. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know. I know I took my kids a couple different times to some small parks that are, at the time, they were unused. And when someone showed up, we left.
Yeah.
That's the way we handled it. In fact, one of the times these people showed up and I said, can you just wait a second? Let me collect this child and you can have the park to yourself. And they were like, we have masks. And I was all... it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just let me get this kid and I'll leave and you guys got it. We had 20 minutes uninterrupted, more than fair.
Right.
More than what we would have hoped for. In fact, I expected I was going to have to pass it and not use it at all. So I got lucky. Price Club started in San Diego. Vinny, I bet you went there. Yeah, I remember it being Price Club, but I didn't know. I thought it. Price Club turned into Costco, though, right?
I actually don't know. I never even experienced Costco until I moved to the West Coast.
The ones here became Costco.
What are you giggling about over there?
My daughter just opened the door and went, shh.
You got to shut up, Dad.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm doing a radio show, and this is how we get paid, honey. So you're going to have to concentrate through Dad's
voice. You like this house? You shish.
Oh, is it because she's learning? Is she in school right now? And you're
she's in school in the other room, yeah.
You're too loud.
Vinny, surf's up. Come on up to OB and join me for a surf. It's pumping 15 to 20 foot. Yeah, I'm not going out today. I will be watching. I'm going to bring my kids and I will post them deceptively close to the ocean, but probably 50 yards from it. And then in the photo with the giant waves behind it, I'll post that so you guys can see that. That's our plan today.
Yeah, do that. That'd be good.
Should be fun. Let's see here. A lot of people writing in about Woolworths, B. Dalton, Jemco Best, Montgomery Ward's, Emporium Capwell's, Wine Stocks, Got Shocks.
Oh, Got Shocks. I remember
Got
Shocks. All
part of my childhood.
Funny.
And young adult.
Chess King still around?
I don't know. I remember that from the mall.
Yeah.
Like, what was that called? Wet Seal was another mall
store.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if that's still around.
I mentioned the other day, Tinderbox is the place we used to stand outside at South Coast Plaza. We'd stand outside and be like, hey, mister, can you buy me some cloves? So stupid.
And they would say, sure, kid. And in fact, they're on me.
No.
But just get in the van.
Vinny, going through my... Oh, I'm not going to read that one. There's a spoiler in that text. I'm not going to read it.
Oh,
everyone.
How nice of you to hold back a spoiler.
Some stores I can think of that aren't around anymore or are going out of business. Mervyn's, Limited, Blockbuster, Hollywood Video. Yeah, all of those.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
510 says, Sarah drinks an entire pot of coffee a day and wonders why she needs NyQuil to sleep.
I drink it all before 9 a.m., though.
Ba-dum-bump.
Mm. Oh, in fact, my cup is empty right now.
I lived near a Gemco. It later became a Target.
Oh.
I also shopped at Montgomery Ward's, Walden Books, and Emporium.
Emporium? That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, it was called Best Products, my first job in high school. I just remember it because it was a sort of a catalog order pickup thing, and my mom used to get stuff there. In fact, I think she got my little brother's Speak and Spell from there.
Oh, a
like I remember
spell.
Being
I
an old, the older
spell.
Kid going with her to pick up some stuff. You know how you do, because you're like, no, I'm good. I can stay home. No, you can't. You're six. Get in
you're
the car.
You're coming with me.
Oh, look at Bryn's purple.
Oh,
that's
Bryn
not distracting
purple.
At all. You look like the girl from, you look like Veruca Salt.
Oh.
Veruca Salt.
Is she the one that took the gobstopper and turned colors and floated away?
Oh,
that
right.
Veruca
yeah,
Salt
yeah.
was the one who did the squirrels.
Oh, I don't remember. My bad.
I don't remember either. I don't know.
Are we talking about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one turned into a big blueberry?
Okay.
Might have been Veruca Salt. It's whoever ate the gum that had, like, the turkey dinner first and then the... blueberry pie afterward.
Violet.
Beauregard?
Yeah, Beauregard.
Very nice of you to bail him out, Sarah.
Thank you. Beauregard.
I loved Beauregard. Queen's Gambit. I think she walked to enjoy her win. It's over, and she now knows she can beat that. I don't want to
yeah,
spoil
no
anything.
Right.
But no, I understand the walk at the end and I think it worked fine. I just, I was like, they could have done something else, but I also think the way that ends, you absolutely should expect another season. It's too successful.
I would love it if they did. I just feel like they told the story. Like, I don't know. Then what happens now? She's in a torrid.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let's applaud their restraint. If they're able to keep from making another season,
let's pre-applaud their restraint.
I don't believe they can do it. I think they're going to go.
But
do you know how much more money we can make if we do another season?
I would love to see more of that actress. I'll tell you that.
I spent hours going down a rabbit hole on Google looking up the Queen's Gambit actress. Can't keep my eyes off her either. Yeah, she's really...
She's in the movie Split.
I don't remember that or her from that.
James McAvoy. He's the star of that. And it's one of the superhero movies, like a precursor to Glass or something maybe. But he's good in it too. He's like all different personalities. But she's one of the girls that he's abducted. And her story is quite tragic.
She must have been super young.
Yeah, she's 17 or 18, maybe. I don't know how old she is now. I mean, that movie's not that old. And it's just, she's great in it. But her story, though, there's a lot of flashbacks of her as a little girl in that movie. And the horrible things that were happening to her in her real life. So it's almost like... monster to monster.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to watch it.
It's not fun.
Anne Murray, by the way.
Yes.
Not who we were talking about. except that we ended up talking about her. And for quite Murray, a while, sure. Can I Have This Dance? Wedding song, guys. 1986.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can't tell you.
415. Snowbird, Ann Murray.
Oh, well, she had a bunch of hits, I guess.
310. Snowbird, Ann Murray. 925. Ann Murray, Snowbird. 650. Ann Murray, I Am Woman. Did she sing I Am Woman?
No, that's Helen Reddy. She might have done a cover of it. She did Daydream Believer, it sounded like.
Hey, Vinny, the social gathering of office parties is what Fauci is asking people to avoid. Do you really think it's a good idea for Alice to advertise to your listeners your plans to meet up at the office tomorrow and party? Asking for a friend.
We're not going to meet up and party.
Yeah,
we're going to go grab our crap and see each other from afar.
And sharing drinks, but, you know.
Yeah, we were, honestly, did you think we were serious about sharing, passing a water around? All eating the same hot dog together? Like, well, come on.
I'm probably going to run from afar and leap into your arms, so get ready to catch me.
All well, right. I'm going to move, so just heads up. Your whole dog pile plan, that's not based in reality.
You're going to move. That's not nice.
I'm going to be like Lucy and pull the football out of your way.
Sarah laid out nude with her mom, and it was so traumatizing, she blocked it.
All right.
She didn't block it. She remembers. She probably remembers the two of them spreading lotion on each other the conversation.
It gets better, doesn't it?
And the shared ciggies and all of the things that they enjoyed. And hearing the neighborhood boys snickering from behind that tree.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, 309. Snapchat stock is at 50. Thanks so much.
Wow, it's at 50, Bryn. We could have made 10 times the money.
In your face.
Damn it, why didn't we take all our money and put it in Snapchat?
I know, it's tough.
It sucks.
It is tough.
Could have bought it at like $4.90 or something.
One of Juicy's co-founders is the wife of John Taylor from Duran Duran. They live in L.A. Well, apparently you're going to be able to get sweatpants that say Juicy right on your butt cheeks. They're coming back big.
Like the olden days.
Nicole, you going to wear Juicy sweatpants?
No, I never did that.
Mm. Right.
Well, you were a baby, so that's good. Yeah.
Trend was still happening when I was in elementary school.
Oh.
But
your mom was like, no, you're not
fourth
wearing.
Fourth grade? That's probably for the best.
Yeah. Well, there was like mock ones. Like, I remember going to like Mervyn's and they would have that.
And what did they say? Like mushy?
Juicy misspelled or something?
No, like Hershey's Kiss.
Oh,
my God.
On your backside? That is not right. Yeah, That's a little too close to
Hershey Highway.
Jesus.
I'm serious. That's why I was like,
Some of them said butt dust on them. Some of them said stand back.
Never wipes. Good Lord.
Dirty bird.
All right. I think we're done here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show where all questions go unanswered. No one answers or acknowledges anything.
You know, I didn't realize. Well, first of all, it's very distracting that you're still purple. But that he had a mouthful of food when you asked him that question. That's why he wasn't.
He's just, I thought he was just thinking about it and thinking,
we have
I'm not
going
to answer
it. You know, the answer.
What? Oh, we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure we don't want to be out of it?
I feel like
we don't have a lot to do. So
I'm pretty sure Jane wrote in and said, take the rest of the day off, everyone.
Yeah. Woo!
You know, the longer you stall, the longer you have to wait, you know, to get on with your day.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Did you hear what Jane said? For she's a jolly
good
fellow.
For she's a jolly good fellow.
For she's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
I can't wait to hear that back.
I know. That's going to be two people singing at completely different times.
Oh, really?
Good effort, though.
We didn't link up.
Probably not, Vin. We have like a half second delay between us. So
Nicole, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, put your thumb in the picture there. Oh, it's a it's both. Oh, no, it's a no-go. All right.
Well,
edit
everyone.
That out in post. Okay. See you tomorrow, people. Don't forget, V. Hale and Jane have your chance to win holiday trees all day. Keep it on the Alice.
Honey.
See you on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.